Okay, welcome to Tea for Lunch, a weekly show powered by Arcade.
Each week, we'll serve you the top stories we're following in the world of entertainment, celebrity, social media, and tech in 15 minutes or less. You can catch the show live on Instagram every Thursday at around 12:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, or you can catch the replay on all podcast providers and YouTube every Friday. Today, we're your hosts for the first time in a long time. I'm Mitzi, and you are?
Benjamin. Hello, world.
We are so happy to be here. I specifically, have not been on Tea for Lunch for many weeks. I was sick, very sick, and I am back and have joined the land of the living. I've re-entered the workforce, and it feels so good.
Health, reborn, Mitzi.
Literally, health is so important. I don't remember being as sick as I was with multiple ailments. And now that I'm pretty much healthy, I'm at 90%, it just feels so good.
Yeah, we need you here, Mitzi. Don't do that again.
I know. It was crazy. And since I was kind of on a journey with my health for a little bit, I have really invested in I never want to be that sick again. So
yeah.
I got an Oura ring. Do you know what those are?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And I'm loving it so far.
Are you wearing it?
I'm wearing it. Okay. You have to wear it 24/7 for 2 weeks. And it's amazing. I also subscribe to AG1, which is have you heard of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Also have heard of it.
And it's been so good. And I'm just taking all my vitamins and supplements and I'm
feeling
a different person. Yeah.
Nice. You look good.
I feel like things are happening.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been thinking about AG1 for a while now, but it's an expense.
It's so expensive.
I'd have to fit it into the budget somehow, but it even looks kind of cool. It's all green.
I know. It feels elite to drink it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's health benefits to feeling like that.
Sure. Feeling elite.
Feeling elite is a big part of overall health.
Actually being healthy. Yeah. Good. Oura ring Mitzi, AG1 Mitzi. She's just a better Mitzi.
Exercising. Yeah, I'm getting into it.
Let's
go. I'm going to be healthier. You know, people who take those scans and it's this is your whole body and how it functions. And you are a 30-year-old, but your body is actually biologically 23.
Yeah.
I want to take that scan.
LeBron James
year.
Or something.
Yeah. And I want to be your body is actually 35.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Honestly, I think you can do it.
I think so too. I'm also reading this book called Outlive, and it's about longevity and health span.
Cool.
So yeah, I feel like I'm buzzing.
Good.
I'm just learning the tips.
I'm happy to hear it.
Thank you.
I'm happy that you're doing good. I think I'm doing good too, but my car is really going through it.
Yeah,
right now.
What is happening with your car?
So somebody hit my car while it was parked in a parking lot. Yeah, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before. And then on Monday, 3 days ago, I backed into something. I backed into a pole. So the front of my car is and the back of my car is
both sides.
And so it's just going through it. My poor little Etta.
So did the person who backed into you?
Nothing. Silence. Hit and run.
That is so terrible.
It should be called hit and drive because nobody's actually running. But anyway.
I mean, they're running away.
Yeah.
That is not right.
Hit and swerve.
That is not right. That's terrible. One time I hit a car that was parked.
And you ran?
No.
No.
I left my phone number. And they were so nice about it. They're honestly, the fact that you left your number is just so nice. You don't have to pay for it. And I was no, let me pay for it. But he's no, it's the fact that you even just left your number is amazing. I was damn. That's just the right thing
pays
to do.
To be good. But yeah, I don't know. This time, nobody left a note.
So bad.
And I've pride myself in being really careful, really alert, a good driver. I've even told myself if I ever lost all my skills except for driving and nobody wanted to hire me anywhere, I could be an Uber driver, a really good Uber driver.
I mean, the world needs good Uber drivers.
Yes.
But you have many more important skills.
Thanks. No shade on Uber drivers.
No shade. No.
But yeah. Anyway, I like driving and I am a good driver. But I just, first time I hit something, first time I damaged my car.
Oh my gosh.
I damaged it. So Neha gave me a ride today. She's one of our social leads. So shout out Neha for driving me to work.
Don't let it rough you up. I feel sometimes when you get into a little fender bender or something, you almost get it kind of throws you off.
Like your emotionally? Game.
Yeah. And then it's like every time you have to drive, you're just like more paranoid, more like scared. And it kind of like makes you a worse driver.
Oh, maybe. I don't know if I'm there yet. I haven't thought about it too much. I laughed a lot about it.
Oh, good.
I kind of do that like with sad things. But anyway.
It's a good coping mechanism. Coping. Okay.
Anyway, I've ordered the part. It's on its way and we are on our way to recovery.
Speaking of Uber drivers, I was in Toronto 2 weeks ago and the Uber drivers, I've never gotten nauseous in a car until I was in Toronto.
Oh.
And they drive.
Was it like?
Yeah. It's just like so jerky. And I was in like so many Teslas. I don't know if Teslas are just like jerkier vehicles, but they would just go so fast and stop and like.
Oh, well, they, boom, yeah, boom, that, like, that makes sense. Like, it's an electric vehicle. It'll accelerate quicker.
Maybe my car is just kind of like an old, like, needs like a bit more like worked ramp up.
Yeah. To, like, well, it is. There is more ramp up to gas, like powered cars compared to electric.
But anyways, we're glad to be here. Glad that you're here. We're going to get into the stories. And the first thing first is the SIP. It's a weekly rundown of the top stories happening in social media right now. First up, YouTube has added members-only shorts to try and drive subscriptions for creators. Instagram now shows you how many people follow you from a particular reel or post. Mm-hmm. And Instagram is also working on an option to set a reminder for chats.
Very needed.
Yeah. CapCut has added brand music, which lets you use your own music from the CapCut cloud. And in a recent tweet, Elon Musk announced that going forward, all X accounts with over 2,500 verified subscriber followers will get premium features for free, and accounts with over 5,000 premium followers will get premium plus for free.
Mm.
Are you on Twitter?
No. X? No, I'm not on X. I'm not on Twitter, but I feel like this is not a big deal. Like,
well, I think it is.
I mean, well, considering that before you had to pay for like some of these features, I think this should have come first is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, they should have done this like forever ago. Because I remember when all those like new features came out, which I don't actually know exactly what those are. But like people like celebrities who are like actual verified accounts like LeBron James, he decided not to pay for that whatever feature, which included the verification. And so he just became like a layman Twitter user, which like doesn't make sense. So if you have over a certain amount of followers that are verified, then you should also have all those benefits.
Yeah, agreed. My favorite story from this, though, is the one about the reminders for DMs, like for chat. So,
why?
Well, because a lot of times I don't want to respond right away, or I don't have an answer to the question. And so I'll mark it as unread so that the notification is there and I can get back to it and respond. But it's just, I think if I have a reminder, then I can just, it can actually alert me to come back. Instead of just like procrastinating it, it comes up as if it was new again.
I don't like reminders.
No?
No. I'm just like, I know, like, sometimes I just don't also want to reply.
So just leave them unread.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Depends on the thing. Does everyone
sure.
deserve it
Actually,
to reply?
No, right.
I don't think
you're
so.
Right. You're right. But for those that do,
yeah.
I don't want to forget them.
I am so like one of my most toxic traits is that I'll read a text or a message and I'll reply in my head and then I won't reply
100%.
To them.
Yeah. That's
so
me
I need
too.
To be better about that.
Yeah. Same. I still dig voice notes too, though.
I'm starting to get into them. I used to throw a lot of shade at voice notes, but now I actually do. I don't mind it because sometimes like you can get a transcription of your voice note.
Yes, I was talking with Morgan before this, and that's exactly what we were saying. It's like the voice notes they can be detrimental if, especially for work, like if you can't play something out loud or if you don't have your headphones or something, I don't know. Or if there's very important information in the voice note, you have to kind of find it, like go back and find it. But if there's a transcription to it, then that's like game
changing. You can scan it. Yeah, it's nice.
100%. Okay, should we get into our first story?
Let's do it.
Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, has announced her cancer diagnosis, which is very unfortunate. Originally, Princess Kate had left the public eye for planned abdominal surgery, And during her absence, theories began to swirl online about what exactly her surgery could be for. Like, the internet was going crazy. Mm-hmm. It wasn't long until full conspiracy theories were widely circulating. And in response, the palace released a few photos of Kate, with one being heavily doctored, like it wasn't the original, right? Which she later posted about Photoshopping. And then, before her planned return after Easter, the palace released a video of Kate announcing her actual diagnosis with cancer, and that they discovered cancer through that surgery.
Planned process. Abdominal surgery. Yeah. Yes, I think this is such an important moment in our culture, in our internet usage, and it really shows how ridiculous we have all been and how we all need to collectively touch grass.
Chill.
And just... leave people alone and their health histories alone. And I understand the desire to make sure someone's okay. Like, I think we learned something during the Free Britney movement about what we can actually do as a public when it comes to asking about someone's whereabouts. So I see that energy, but it's just like, we look like clowns. Like, I can't believe the internet and their response and how, like, down conspiracy theories.
I also feel like this was a lot of a quicker jump to those, like, conclusions, at least maybe in my eyes. I don't know how long this was circulating for, but it didn't feel like that long before people were like, she's dead. Something very intense. And, like, I feel like Britney, like, with the Free Britney movement, like, that was a lot longer. Like, people had a lot more time to process and research and look into and ask questions. But this felt like it was like...
Yeah. Well, I think it was since January, which is, I guess, 3 months. But you're right. Overall, like, big picture, it's not a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And we obviously overreacted. And I get it. Like, I was one of those people who, like, on TikTok, like, every other video was a conspiracy theory about Kate Middleton. Also breaking down, like, palace communications and all those, like, palace communication experts who were like, this is, like, their next move because they're trying to hide this from you and blah, blah, blah. So I get it, and I feel like I was starting to go down that rabbit trail. But now that we know what it is, like, it kind of brings this question of, like, how much as a public are we entitled to know about someone's health? And I think that we demand too much of celebrities, nobility, and anyone else in the public eye. Like, I feel like people should have the right to privacy when it comes to their health.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it also
unless you're an elected public official.
Sure. Yeah. And with that, I think it's also a reminder of, like, how much people go into, like, trusting what's the most popular, like, opinion or questions online. Yeah. Like, I think sometimes people just jump onto an idea because it sounds like...
Well, it's hard not to, like, jump into those conspiracy theories because, like, I understand it's okay to have a healthy skepticism of what is being shared with you.
Of course.
From like a big institution like the Royals. Like, I understand being skeptical. Mm-hmm. But I just think we took it too far.
Yeah.
Like, and I think there's still people out there who are, like, analyzing that video and they're, like, convinced it's deepfake. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's too much.
Yeah.
And I know, like, I know the palace, like, didn't do themselves any favors either with that, like, Photoshop issue with, like, that
Kate.
Oh, no,
100%. Like, they could have done dug themselves
so
into
many
a hole.
Different things. Like, they definitely fed the fire. But now that we know, we just need to leave her alone.
Yeah, I agree.
Onwards.
Okay.
Okay, next story is the NCAA Women's Tournament is getting a lot of buzz, and they totally deserve it. This is only the third year that the women's division can use the term March Madness, and it's being met with a lot of enthusiasm from fans and sports broadcasters alike. A number of factors have led to this moment, including women playing at higher levels than ever before, and more teams building powerful fan bases. Social media has allowed players and coaches to develop closer relationships with fans, and name, image, and likeness has meant more players are building their brands through sponsorships and endorsements. There's also a massive legislation change in the U.S. called Title IX, which mandated equitable treatment of girls and women in educational institutions that received federal funds. Do you remember when that happened?
I don't know when it happened, but
I don't remember exactly when it happened.
In the last decade, no?
Yeah, it was recently. And I remember part of that conversation was when maybe it was women's soccer or was it basketball? But they would show their locker room and their training facilities, compare it to the men's. And there was like obviously a huge difference.
Right.
And then I watched this documentary on Netflix about the women's U.S. soccer team and how they spearheaded this fight for equal payment between men's and women's leagues because they were so much more decorated than the men's teams.
Right.
And they had way more fans. They were driving way more attention and like excitement around the sport. Mm-hmm. And I think they won. So now they're paid equally to the men's teams, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The U.S. team was always like at the top and in the finals or semifinals at least. Mm-hmm. And the men's U.S. soccer team has never actually been in a semifinal or a final or won a World Cup.
But we love to see this. Like, we love to see that, like, the women's March Madness, like, games are getting so much attention. They're getting way more views, plays, broadcast minutes, like, so much more than the men's March Madness, which is, like, the first time, I think, in the series that they've ever seen that. So it's just a signal for us that like women's sports matters and people want to watch them and they're just as like commercial opportunity for them as the men's.
Right. Yeah. And I think also like it's good to know that it's not just because these changes like in the back end have been made. They're also playing at higher levels than ever before. And if you look at like even like past NCAA, even WNBA, like this year, the All-Star game, like All-Star weekend for the NBA, they included one of the top shooters, like three-point shooters. She went head-to-head against Steph Curry and didn't win, but was right there and would have beat like a lot of other three-point shooters in the NBA. So I think
I remember seeing that.
Great. On top of that, what's her name? Caitlin Clark?
Yes.
She also, like, I think this season she broke Steph Curry's record of the most three-pointers made in a single season.
We love
from
to
a
see
college,
it.
Like, basketball athlete.
I love that.
So.
They got game.
Yeah, they got game.
Girls got game.
Remember that.
Remember that. Yeah, I love it. We've been watching it, too, as a family, and my daughter has been getting into Angel Reese and couldn't be happier about it. Love it. Well, those were some great stories. And it was a great time hosting with you, Benjamin.
Yes, I'm glad that we were able to get back on this.
I know. Now that we've wet your palate.
Go eat something more substantial.
Cheers.
Ciao.